Yud Chesem at base, 8 lines from the bottom of the page, the last word on the page. The Gemara was discussing the concept if Megillah's Tainis was bottled. Megillah Tainis was basically in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that there were certain days of the year that you were not allowed to fast, because there were different Yom Tovim for various different things. So the Gemara was discussing if after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, if Megillah's Tainis became bottle or not, then you are allowed to fast. And the Gemara was discussing Chanukah, and the Gemara said Chanukah is different either because Persum and Nisa, or there's a mitzvah involved. But the Gemara is still in the middle of the discussion if Megillah's Tainis was bottle after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. Second Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Meis HaVeravacha Barhune. Ravacha Barhune asks a question. It says Yud Chesem at Beis, now 7 lines in the bottom. B'tlas, it says B'tlas B'tishrei on the third day of Tishrei, which is what we call Tzem Gedaliah. B'telas Adrachta Minshteraya. They took out the extra name of Hashem from secular documents. What do you mean they took out the name of Hashem? Shegaz and Malchus Yavin Gzeira, because the Greeks made a decree Shleilahaske Shem Shemayim Alpiyim, that you're never allowed to mention God's name anywhere. The Greeks made a decree against the Jews that they're never allowed to mention Hashem's name. Therefore, Shagavra Malchus Hashminoim v'Nitzchum, when the Hashminoim became strong and they overcame with the miracle, so to speak, of Chanukah, Hiskinu they made a takana Shimaskirim Shem Shemayim Afilu B'Shtoritz. In a regular document, they would put Hashem's name in. In other words, because it was a decree that they can't mention Hashem's name at all, so they wanted, so to speak, to undo it. So they put Hashem's name everywhere. And this is the way they would write it. Bishnas kach v'kach, and this and this year, liyechon kain gadol to yechon kain gadol, who was a kain gadol lekel elyon, to the supreme God. So they used this to put in lekel elyon. Okay, that's the way they used to write documents.
Romans?
No, the Jews. In other words, Jews used to write documents. Jews used to write documents even today. Well, today we write it from creation of the world. In the time of the Russian Tsar, they used to write it. Look, we learned. Remember, they used to write it the 10th year of the reign of this and this king, and then what, you know, so on and so forth. So there was a time that the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, they wrote the dates. They didn't have a king then. Well, the Hashmonaim, but so they used to write this and this year of Yechonon Kohen Gadol, who was a Kohen Gadol Lekel Elyon, to the God. That's the way the Jews used to write. So what happened? Kshashama Chachamim B'Davod, when the Chachamim heard what was going on, Amru, they said, L'moch is a Pereyas Chavi, tomorrow the debt's going to be paid. V'nim Seshtar Mutol Ba'ashpa. And what do you do with a document? You throw in the garbage. So they said, we don't want to write Hashem's name on a document, if it's going to end up in the garbage. And they said, that's it, you can't do it. You can't put Hashem's name in the document. And they made that day a Yom Tif. So the question is, Tzem Gedaliah is a fast. This is on the third day of Tishrei. Yet they said that they made it into a Yom Tif. That shows that Megillah's Tainis is bottled. And he says, and if you're going to think, and the Gemara is going to ask, if Isaac died to bottle Megillah Tainis, if you're going to say that Megillah's Tainis became bottled, meaning that all the holidays from before are not a holiday, Kaimai said bottle. You're going to tell me the first holidays they made are bottled. Acharayim Meisifim, so the later ones make more holidays. The Gemara says, what do you mean they made a holiday out of it? The Gemara says, they're taking away, if you say Megillah's Tainis became nullified, that means there's no more holidays. Right? So now they're making new ones. So Gemara is answering, Hacha B'maya Skinin is speaking, you're right. But they were speaking B'zman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was still standing. They made it a holiday. You're right. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it wasn't a holiday anymore. But when did the Chachamim make it into a holiday? During the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, it became a holiday. He brings down, Rashi explains it was very hard for people to stop doing it. They were so used to it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting, Shaila, even in Halacha today, some do, some don't. Should you write BH, Baruch Hashem, on a letter? You write to a for a letter to your friend. Should you write Beis Hay? Because what do you do with a letter? You get the letter, you throw it into the garbage.
Yeah.
So is Beis Hay holy or not? It's a whole discussion in Halacha. There are poskim that you shouldn't write Beis Hay on a letter. Why? Because it's going to end up in the garbage. Similarly, like the, even though Beis Hay is not Lekel Elyon, I mean, Kel Elyon is Mamish Hashem's name.
Mm-hmm.
But some poskim write that you shouldn't do it, and some poskim say it doesn't matter.
What did you say?
you do what you want. some people write Beis Samach Dalid. Beis Samach Dalid is Aramaic, B'siyata D'shmaya, meaning with the help of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So some people write Beis Samach Dalid because it's less Kedushin than Baruch Hashem.
Yeah.
It's B'siyata D'shmaya, with the hope of heaven, meaning it's Aramaic and it's not... But the truth is, Beis Hay is not Hashem's name. I mean, you know, Beis Hay.
Even somebody put it in Dallas, Baruch Hashem.
Well, in Dallas it says, "In God we trust." What do you need Baruch Hashem? They have the real name of God.
It's okay if you don't have it. Some have it even on their stationaries and things like that.
Yeah, but some people dafka don't, especially if it's a secular document that's going to get thrown out, then they don't. But do you bring over here an interesting Chassam Sefer? Why did they do this decree dafka on the 3rd of Tishrei? Tzem Gadai, I mean, they couldn't pick on any other day to make this decree to stop writing God's name on a document.
Mm-hmm.
So he says an interesting thing. The Chassam Sefer writes, the Ten Commandments correspond with the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Mm-hmm. Or more correct would be, the 10 days of repentance between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur correspond with the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, the first day corresponds to I am God, your God. The second day of Tishrei corresponds, you should have no other gods. And the third day, the third commandment is not to mention God's name in vain. That's the third commandment. So he writes, that's the connection to Tzim Gedalia. The third day of Tishrei is the day the Chachamim enacted this concept to take off God's name from the documents, because they felt it was utilizing Hashem's name in vain, because people were throwing it out and didn't have any respect for it. So this is the way they did it. Okay, so now the Gemara says, so on top of the page, so the Gemara says, "V'teipik lei, why don't you learn why don't you say that the reason is it's anyway a Yom Tif? Why? Because remember we learned that all the fast days of the first Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara said, the Pasuk said, became a holiday in the second Beis HaMikdash. Because in other words, the first Beis HaMikdash was fast days because he celebrated destructions.
Mm-hmm.
Second day they had it, so it was like a Yom Tif. Now Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed during the first Beis HaMikdash.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, and that became in the first Beis HaMikdash a fast day.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, once the second Beis HaMikdash came, it was anyway a holiday. So why did you have to say the holiday is? Because they took off God's name from the documents, and that's what made the holiday. It was anyway a holiday. Because same Gedaliah, which was a fast day in the first Beis HaMikdash, automatically became a Yom Tov in the second Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Gemara's question is, why, and this is only based on the Gemara's answer, that it was during the time of the Beis HaMikdash.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was after the Beis HaMikdash, then it would be understood, because it's a fasting, they made it into a Yom Tov. But if the Gemara answered just now, that this was during the first Beis HaMikdash, so l'cheira, then they should have, it was anyway a holiday. Amar Rav answers, v'nitztrucha alolasar shalafanuf. What the Chachamim did was to make a holiday that you're not allowed to fast before it. And that's what the Chachamim added. Meaning, you're right, Tzem Gedaliah was a holiday. But the day before it is the second of Tishrei. I have to understand, in those days they only kept one day, meanwhile. They only kept one day Rosh Hashanah. They didn't have 2 days Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm.
Torah says one day Rosh Hashanah. Today in Israel they also keep 2 days, but then they only kept one day. So the Gemara says, you know what they accomplished by making this day a holiday? Because the holidays that the Chachamim made, not only are you not allowed to fast on the holiday, you can't fast the day before, the day after. So the Gemara's question was, it was anyway a holiday of Tzem Gedalia. Mm-hmm. So Gemara says, you know what the Chachamim did? That they made it a day earlier, you can't. So the Gemara right away says, typically the Avel Yom Shalachar Rosh Chodesh, but anyway, it was the day right after Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. Okay? So the question is, it was anyway Rosh Hashanah, and we know that the holidays are before and after. You can't fast. So if Rosh Hashanah is anyway the first of Tishrei, you couldn't fast the second of Tishrei anyway, because it's the day after Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara answers, no. Rosh Chodesh d'oraisa. Rosh Chodesh was in the Torah. I'll explain this whole thing in a second. U'oraisa le'boy chizuk. And biblical things don't require fortification. Meaning as follows. When the Chachamim instituted certain concepts, decrees, or whatever, the Chachamim made their decrees very powerful. Why? Because people didn't want to keep them. They said, oh, it's only rabbinic. You know, biblical laws, as the Gemara says, biblical laws don't need fortification and strengthening because they're automatically from the Torah very strong. Rabbinic laws, the Chachamim had to give it power. The Gemara says, that brings it down in Tanya, if you transgress a rabbinic prohibition, Chayiv Misa. Technically Chayiv Misa. Why? Because the Chacham made their rules so strong, people should keep them, that they said, if you don't keep it, you're going to get killed. So the Gemara is going to quote now the Braisa that says this, that biblical laws, when the Torah makes a biblical holiday, they don't make before and after. Just the day itself is a holiday. When the Chachamim make a holiday, they said not only can you not fast, or, you know, the day, it's before and after too. Okay? Now, Rosh Chodesh, and it's interesting that the Torah calls it Rosh Chodesh, not Rosh Hashanah, but it brings down, the Ritva talks about it, I didn't see the Ritva. They said the Ritva talks about it, why the Torah doesn't call it Rosh Hashanah, the Torah calls it, the Gemara is calling it Rosh Chodesh. Well, it's really the Rosh Hashanah. But he says that Rosh Chodesh is biblical. Rosh Hashanah is biblical. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah, the day after, would not be forbidden to fast. Because biblical things are only that day itself. So the Gemara says as follows. Tzem Gedalia became a Yom Tif during the second Beis HaMikdash, right? Rosh Hashanah was anyway a Yom Tif. So Gemara says, what did they accomplish with the holiday for Tzem Gedalia if it was anyway a holiday? Because the second Beis HaMikdash made it into a holiday. So how did they proclaim a holiday about the documents? Mm-hmm. So Gemara says that you can't fast the second of Tishrei. So the Gemara's question was, but Rosh Hashanah is the first, and you can't fast anyway the day after. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says, that's not true. Because biblical Yomim Tevim, you could fast right afterwards. Mm-hmm. Because biblical doesn't need fortification, Chizuk. So therefore the Gemara says, rabbinic, so they made that the second day of Tishrei should be a holiday. But you're right, the third day of Tishrei, Tzem Gedalia, became a holiday regardless. Because any fast day of the first Beis HaMikdash became a holiday in the second Beis HaMikdash. With the exception maybe of Tisha B'Av. He said that Ram said he used to fast. And the Gemara says, the Tanya, because we learned as follows. Hayom and Me'elaksev and Megillas Tainis, all these holidays, written in Megillas Tainis, Asur and Ben Lefnei and Ben Lachreim. You're not allowed to fast before and after. Shabbos is the Yom Tevim, but Shabbos and Yom Tif. Hey Masurim, the day itself is forbidden to fast, but the Fneim Ulachreim Utorim. Before and after, you could fast. Then the Gemara says, Ma Hefesh Bein Zelazeh. What's the difference that Shabbos and Yom Tif, biblical holidays, you can't fast? I mean, you're allowed to fast before and after. And rabbinic holidays, you can't. So the Gemara says, Alalu Divrei Teira. Shabbos and Yom Tif, Rosh Chodesh are biblical. Vein divrei Torah tzrichin chizuk, and they don't have to have chizuk in it. But the Gemara says, halalu divrei seifim, all the other holidays are rabbinic, ve divrei seifim tzrichin chizuk, and rabbinic things need to be strengthened. That's why Bechlal, there's an interesting halacha. You know, Erev Chanukah you're not allowed to fast. The day before Chanukah you're not allowed to fast. Why? Because it's a rabbinic holiday. The Chacham made it the day before too. But Erev Rosh Chodesh is by many people is a fast day. You know, people that fast every Erev Rosh Chodesh is called Yom Kippur Katan. Mm-hmm. We don't do that, but many people fast Yom Kippur Katan. The mini Yom Kippur is the day right before Rosh Chodesh. The question is, before Chanukah you can't fast. It's only rabbinic, and before Rosh Chodesh you can fast. Mm-hmm. You know why? The answer is very simple. Biblical things as only a Yom Tov the day itself. Rabbinic Yom Tovim, they want to make sure people kept it, so they made it the before and after also.
Only if the fast doesn't have to start at sunset.
It was daytime only. Daytime only.
Yeah.
What is the chizik by not fasting?
Huh?
What is the chizik by not fasting?
The Chacham made it such a strong holiday that they said, even the day before you can't fast. The people should really be aware. You know, like a 3-day holiday is much stronger than 1-day holiday. Chacham said, you can't fast even before. It's interesting because he brings on at the bottom, the Gemara seems to imply that Rosh Hashanah you're not allowed to fast, Rosh Chodesh you're not allowed to fast. And it's questionable in Halach if you're allowed to fast or not. Mm-hmm. For instance, Rosh Hashanah day you're allowed to fast if you want. That's why the din isn't benching. If somebody forgets Yalav Yovei in benching on Yom Tov, you have to repeat the benching. Mm-hmm. Because anytime there's an obligation to eat, right, Shabbos, if you forget Ritzei, you have to repeat the benching. Mm-hmm. Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, you forget Yalav Yovei in benching, you have to repeat the benching. Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot Yalav Yovei in benching, not in davening, in benching, you don't have to repeat the benching. Why? Because you don't have to eat bread. Rosh Hashanah day, the Rebbe writes, Rosh Hashanah day, it says in the Siddur, if you forgot Yalav Yovei during the day of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to repeat benching. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah, technically, you're allowed to fast. You're allowed to fast. Mm-hmm. So if you're allowed to fast, you don't have to bench. If you don't have to bench, you don't have to repeat benching. Mm-hmm. So they discussed it at the bottom. They bring down over here a whole discussion in the Poskim. Why does the Gemara say that the days itself are forbidden to fast, even Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh is questionable? Mm. Amongst the poskim. Mm. But anyway, picked his old thesis over here about fasting on Friday and the fasting on the Rosh Chodesh and okay. So now the Gemara says. So the Gemara says the typically. Why do you have to say it's forbidden to fast in the second base of Migdash for another reason? But typically, why don't we just say, why can't you say it was the day before Tzom Gedalia? Mm-hmm. And if Tzom Gedalia became a holiday in the second base of Migdash, and it's a rabbinic holiday, then you couldn't fast anyway before. Mm-hmm. Ravashi says it's not rabbinic. It's an interesting concept, the Gemara says. Gedalia ben Achikam, the fast of Gedalia ben Achikam, Tzom Gedalia, that we fast, is Divrei Kabbalah, is in the prophets, the Divrei Kabbalah ka Divrei Teira Damo. And in the ordinances of the prophets, of the Nevi'im, is like Teira, and therefore they don't have to be fortified. Meaning, there's a whole question in discussion, there's biblical and there's rabbinic. Yeah? What about from the Nevi'im? The prophets, what they institute, is that biblical or rabbinic? So here the Gemara says that Divrei Kabbalah, which here the Gemara is referring to things given over through the prophets, that's also like the Torah. So they also don't have to be strengthened. If they don't have to be strengthened, it's not forbidden to fast before Tzom Gedalia. Because it's not a rabbinic Yom Tov, it's a biblical Yom Tov. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara answers an interesting thing that even therefore, based on this, all the fast days that the Gemara speaks about, Shavuot B'Tammuz, Asara B'Teves, all these things that became holidays during the second Beis Hamikdash, it was only forbidden to fast that day. The day before or after was allowed to be fast. You're allowed to fast. Why? Because it wasn't a rabbinic fast. If it was a rabbinic fast, it became a rabbinic holiday, then you couldn't fast before and after. But if it was a biblical holiday, then only that day itself is forbidden, and the day before or after you're allowed to. It's interesting. So now the Gemara is going to ask a question on this. But not about this, but the Gemara is going to ask a question about Megillas Tainus. How could you say Megillas Tainus became bottle? Okay? So the Gemara says, Masav Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. The Gemara tells a story. Rav Tuvi Bar Masna asks a question from a Braisa. It says, Be'est in the Tamya Bay on the 28th of Adar, Asas Besurta Tavta Liyuda. Good news came to the Jews. And one day, 28th of Adar, one year came good news to the Jews. What happened? The Lo Ye'id and Mi'arai said that they would not have to remove themselves from learning Torah. What does it mean? Shegazer Malchus Gzeira, that the Romans made a decree, Shleyasik B'Teira, that they shouldn't learn Torah. V'Shleyamulu as B'neim, and they can't circumcise their kids. V'Sheichalu Shabbos, and they have to desecrate Shabbos. Meaning the Romans, and Mashal explains, they pick three mitzvahs, Torah, Bris Mila, and Shabbos. Why? Because all three of these mitzvahs are called bris. Shabbos is called brisi ben yivay menechem. Torah is called brisi yemen v'layla. Torah is called bris. Shabbos is called covenant, and bris milah is called bris.
How do they know Torah so deeply?
They're unbelievable scholars. The Greeks and the Romans all studied Torah because it was a brilliant book, and they were a very cultural, intellectual nation. They were very learned in Torah. They really knew their stuff. And the Chacham had to send people to debate them a lot of times in Torah. It was unbelievable.
They used to pick on a Nikuda and go against Torah.
Right. But they knew what to pick. Maybe it could be another thing also. All the physical decrees came from the spiritual realm. Why did the spiritual malachim of the Romans make the decrees? The Romans maybe didn't know why they made the decrees. They picked three mitzvahs. You know, Shabbos, Bris Milah, and Torah. You know, why did they... Because Lemaila, the angels of those things, who were angels, understood that these are the mitzvahs to pick on. So therefore that instructed them, so to speak, that they made these decrees. So that Ma'asi Yehuda ben Shemur v'chaveirav. So what did Yehuda ben Shemur, the leader of the Jews at that time, what did he do? He had to get rid of the decree, right? It was very bad. No bris, no Shabbos, no Torah. They went to a Roman noblewoman, that all the Choshevah people of Rome used to visit her a lot. Now she's a very powerful Roman woman. And the Chacham were close to her also. And they came to her and said, give us advice how we can get the Romans to change this decree. Amr Lahem, so she said to Yehuda ben Shemua and his Chavedim, go out in the middle of the night and protest. And they said, she told them to do this eight. What did they do? They went out and demonstrated at night. Amr, they said, Ishamayim, if for heaven's sake, le'achichem anachnu, are we not your brothers? Hey, we came from Yitzchak, you know, Esav came from Yitzchak, we're brothers, like the Arabs say, we're cousins, you know. The Jews said to the Romans, what are you talking about? If you're talking about, for heaven's sake, meaning, le'achichem anachnu, are we not brothers? V'le'b'ne'ev achad l'kolon anachnu, are we not the children of one father? We're not from the same mother. We're, you know, Rivka, Esav, Yaakov. I mean, we're all the same mishpach. Why are we different than all the other nations? That only on us you make harsh decrees. They went out in the protest. What did they say? They said, listen, Romans, we're brothers. why did you pick on us from all the nations that you control? The Romans controlled the world. Mm. From all the nations that you control, you picked only on your brothers? Mm. Come on, you know, it's not nice. So the Gemara says, Ubitlum, they nullified the decrees, the Romans. But they say, Yei Masu Yomtif. And they made that day a Yomtif. What day was it? The 28th of Adar. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, that's the story. Now, so the Gemara asks, if you're going to say Megillah Tainus became bottle, that means all the holidays stopped. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, Karmuse bottle. The earlier holidays were bottle. Achrinah Mesifim. You're adding more holidays. And the Gemara says, maybe this was during the Beis Hamikdash. Mm-hmm. Maybe this story took place during the Beis Hamikdash, and that's why they added the holidays. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says no. If you're telling me this was in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, it can't be. And the Gemara just proves it according to chronological age. He says HaYehuda ben Shemua was the Talmud of Rav Meir, and Rav Meir Basar HaChiyave. Rav Meir lived long after the Beis Hamikdash. Mm-hmm. Why? Because first the Gemara is going to say, he says as follows. Rashi explains as follows. In the days of Rabbi Yechon and Ben Zakkai, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We know, Rabbi Yechon and Ben Zakkai's time destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. He had a student, Rabbi Eliezer. He had a student, Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva had a student, Rabbi Meir. So you're talking from the Churban Beis HaMikdash in the days of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai went to one generation to Rabbi Eliezer, one generation to Rabbi Kiva, one generation to Rabbi Meir. So you're about three generations after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and this, what's his name? Yehuda ben Shemua was a student of Rabbi Meir. So it's four generations after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, you're going to tell me this happened during the Beis HaMikdash? Mm-hmm. Yehuda ben Shemua is four generations after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Mm-hmm. So how can you say it happened? So the Gemara asks a very simple question. If you tell me Megillah's Tainus became bottle, that means there's no more holidays, you can fast whenever you want, except the biblical holidays. So how is it possible that the old holidays they took away and you're making new ones? So what do you mean Chav Ches Adar became a holiday? So Gemara says, Gemara is just the middle of proving. How do you know Yehuda ben Shemu was a student of Rav Meir? Mm-hmm. Where do we see he was a student? He says, Tnan or the Tanya, because we learned in the Braise, Kleis Chulchas Shenikvu, a Kleis Chulchas, a glass vessel that became with a hole in it, Vehit of Latechan Ivar, and you put lead into it. What happens if you have, now, the din is as follows. A keli could become tamei. Okay, something which is a vessel could become tamei. Something which is not a vessel can't become tamei. Now, what happens if a cup was tamei? Okay, before it became cracked. Once it became cracked, it becomes tahor. What happens if it became repaired? That means you had a vessel which became tamei. Then it broke, so it's not tamei anymore. Then you fixed it. So biblically, it's not tamei anymore. Because once it became non-tamei, that's it, it stays non-tamei. The Chachamim said it becomes tamei again. Because you fixed it, it's like the old vessel. What's the case we're talking about? A vessel cracked at the bottom, so now it can't hold liquid because liquid falls out, right? But they used to put lead in it, a patch, to seal it, a sealant. So the Gemara says, what happens a clay schuchis, a glass vessel that became broken, v'hit of l'techen avar, and you put lead into it as a sealant, does it become tummy again or not? Amr Reb Shimon Gamliel said, Yehuda ben Shemua mitame mishum Rav Meir. Yehuda ben Shemua says in the name of Rav Meir that it becomes tamei. V'chachamim mitai, the chachamim hold it stays tahor. Why? The question is it only metal that becomes re-tamei rabbinically or not? So Rabbi Elazar Miyud ben Shimon, the name of Rameir, says it becomes Tameh, and the Chachamim hold this Tahar. What do you see from that? That Yehuda ben Shemua was a student of Rameir, because he said something in the name of Rameir. Mm-hmm. So if he said something in the name of Rameir, and Rameir was the third generation after the Churban, he was the fourth generation after the Churban, so obviously you can't say that this happened in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So now the Gemara is going back to its question, how could you say Megillas Tainus became Batol if the old holidays became nullified? How do you make new holidays? So the Gemara answers, Tanoi, you're right. It's an argument of Tanoim if Megillas Tainus became Batol or not. It's an argument. What does it mean? The Tanya, it says in the Braisa, Hayamim Eilaksuvim B'Megillas Tainus, the holidays written in Megillas Tainus, Bein Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, whether it's in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Bein Bizman Sheein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, whether there's no Beis HaMikdash, Asurin is forbidden to fast, Divrei Rameir. Rameir says clearly, Megillas Tainus didn't become Batel. During the Beis HaMikdash you're not allowed to fast, and after the Beis HaMikdash you're not allowed to fast. Rabbi Yossi says no. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was existing, Asurin, it was forbidden to fast. Why? Menesha Simcha Hilayim, because it's a Simcha. Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, if the Beis HaMikdash is not existing, Mutarim, you're allowed to fast, Mipnesha Evolim, because now it's the time of mourning over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says very clearly, and this is the bottom line, there's an argument between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir if Megillas Tainus became Batel. That means everybody says during the Beis HaMikdash there's a whole book of a list of holidays that the Chachamim made that you're not allowed to fast. Once the Beis HaMikdash became destroyed, did that book remain? Meaning the halacha of the book remained. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Meir says it remained, and therefore even after the Beis HaMikdash, any day mentioned in Megillas Tainus, you are not allowed to fast. Rabbi Yossi says, no. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the second Beis HaMikdash, you can fast any one of those days. Why? Because it's not a joyous time anymore. It's a sad time. No Beis HaMikdash. Any day that's mentioned there, you're allowed to fast anyway. Now the Gemara says, what's the halacha? It's so strange. Hilcha said halacha is batla. Mm. It became batla. V'hilcha said lay batla. Well, it says the halacha is it became batla. Second, halacha, it didn't become. So the Gemara says, Kashi Hilcha sa Hilcha. What are you talking about? Is halacha yes and halacha no? What do you mean yes and no? So the Gemara says very simple. And this is the halacha, by the way. Lay Kashi. Kam b'chaneku purim, chanekin purim, even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you're not allowed to fast. Kam b'shar yeme, this is, by all the other days though you could. Meaning, Chanukah and Purim are so great that even though Megillas Tainus became Batel and it's a rabbinic mitzvah, you're not allowed to fast.
But we fasted the day before.
When? So the good question is, how can you fast Tainus Esther? Mm-hmm. Right? We fast Tainus Esther. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says Batel Megillas Tainus except Purim. Mm-hmm. So they say over here as follows. It could be asked, the Purim festival is Megillas Tainus main effect. So how is it we fast Tainus Esther? Okay? So the Ran answers, the Rishonim asked the question, and the Ran answers, remember the Gemara said before, anything mentioned in Tanakh is like a biblical mitzvah. So Gemara says, Chanukah and Purim, from one side it's rabbinic, but the other side it was mentioned in the Neviim, it's in the book of Esther. So therefore it is. Okay, there's a whole machlokes about Chanukah if you confess the day before or not. Okay, there's another problem over here. Oh no, this Yom Tov Pur mentioned. Okay, it's fine. But they bring down, you know, if you ever read the storybooks, There's Purim Saratoza. There's Purim. Many cities had decrees made against them, and then when they were nullified, they ended up celebrating a Purim that day. So some Sefer Taka Paskins that in a case when a community was saved from an evil decree, and they were miraculously saved, they should make that as a holiday. Even though Bata Megillus Tainus, even though Megillus Tainus became Bata, so what are you adding new holidays? You can't add a new holiday for the whole nation. But if an individual family, an individual community was saved, they're allowed to make that day as a holiday. It's not what the Gemara is saying here. Even though Megillus Tainus is Batal, means all these holidays are not holidays anymore. And like the Gemara says, if you nullified the earlier ones, how do you make new ones? Mm-hmm. He said that's for Bnei Yisrael, but then a personal thing, you're allowed to make in your own community Yom Tov for particular things. Like Yutas Kislev, I mean, that doesn't mean you're allowed to fast, but the early Chassidim wanted to make Yutas Kislev Yom Tov that you can't work. Dr. Rebbe didn't let. Dr. Rebbe didn't let them make such a holiday. But they wanted to make a whole thing with
the whole thing,
the whole nine yards. Mm. Dr. Rebbe didn't let. Okay, now the Gemara continues. It said in the Mishnah, this is going back to the Mishnah. In the Mishnah said, which months of the year, you know, the shluchim would go out to tell everybody when Rosh Chodesh was. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says they went out in Elul. They went out in the month of Elul to know Mipnei Rosh Hashanah, to know when Rosh Hashanah is. Val Tishrei, and they went out in the month of Tishrei, Mipnei Takonis HaMedes, to know when the other Yomim Tevim are, Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Meaning, to know when Rosh Hashanah is, they had to go out in Elul. Because you can't go out on Tishrei, it's already Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara is going to ask, how did they go out in Elul? How did they know when Rosh Hashanah was going to be? Because Elul could have 30 days, it could have 29 days. Mm-hmm. What did it help going out in Elul? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, Kivin the Nafkoa Elul. The Gemara asks a very simple question. If they went out in Elul, at Tishrei Lamelul, why did they have to go out in Tishrei? Why do you have to go 2 months in a row? If you know when Elul was, you know when Tishrei was. And if you're going to think maybe Elul became a leap month, meaning 30 days instead of 29, it can't be. Rav Chanina bar Kana said in the name of Rav, Mimeis Ezra ve'elach, from the days of Ezra, which is way back, Elul was never a full month. The Gemara says, once in the lifetime of Ezra it happened, and since the time of Ezra until today, well, today we have a calendar anyway, but until their time when they still did it according to Bezdin's thing, they never had Elul 2 days. I mean, 30-day Elul. And it says, so the Gemara's question is, basically, if they went out in Elul, and they knew Elul had to be 29 days. So why did they have to go out? Then you automatically know when Rosh Hashanah is. And the 30th day is Rosh Hashanah. Then you know when Yom Kippur is. So why did they have to go out in Tishrei? By going out in Elul, they already knew it. So the Gemara says, Le-matzino le-itzdrich. We never found because they didn't need it. Ha-itzdrich, but if they would need it. In other words, the Gemara is answering, it was possible for Elul to become 30 days. It's just that they never needed to. But if they would need to, they would do it. So maybe 1 year they would need to. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't know. And then Yom Kippur would get messed up, and Sukkot would get messed up. So they went out on Tishrei too. That was the Gemara's answer. But the Gemara asks, HaMekalko Rosh Hashanah, but then, if Elul becomes 30 days, instead of 29, people are going to mess up Rosh Hashanah. In other words, if people assume after 29 days of Elul is Rosh Hashanah, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you're making Elul a 30th day, mm-hmm. that means Rosh Hashanah is a day later, everybody's going to mess up in Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, Motiv tekalko Rosh Hashanah. It's better for Rosh Hashanah to get messed up. But like Yiskalko l'kula Mara said, all the other holidays shouldn't get messed up. Because then you're talking about Yom Kippur and Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. It's better for Rosh Hashanah to get messed up rather than all the other days. And then the Gemara says, Dekanami, I'll even prove it to you. Tiftani, because it says, Al Tishrei, they went out, Mipnei Takonis Amedis, for the sake of the holidays. What do you see from here? They could have gone out. Why does it say Takonis Amedis? Takona. It could have said Mipnei Amedis, because of the Yomim Tevim. Takona means to fix the Yomim Tevim. They wanted to make sure that the other holidays came out to be right. That means Yom Kippur and Sukkot is more important than Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah got messed up, no, got messed up. But Yom Kippur and Sukkot couldn't get messed up. Okay, we'll leave it here.